This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Tonight, stars return to the stage.
That's where the magic really happens.
Only ET's behind the scenes at the massive Vax Live show. Then,
I'm a wild card to this. No telling what I might do.
Billionaire Elon Musk hosting SNL. Why it's causing controversy with the cast.
I think it'll be an interesting one for sure.
Plus, only we can show you a Fast and the Furious franchise first.
Don't sleep on Dame Helen Mirren, because she'll dust you.
Then, one-on-one with Tom Selleck, what you never knew about his most iconic roles.
I was scared to death.
Were you? And
Barracuda.
We're at home with rock icon Nancy Wilson.
E.T. starts right now.
The Global Citizen Vax Live event really did feel like history. Yeah. 20,000 vaccinated people together for a concert for the first time since the pandemic, and it really was incredible.
I mean, I'm looking at this video right now, and J-Lo, I'm getting my entire life. We forget what it was like to be around people.
Yes.
Even the all-star entertainers, they were psyched too.
Ben Affleck, Jennifer Lopez.
I know, it's pretty great.
Selena hosts the concert, which you can finally see tomorrow. Things to look for, J-Lo's three outfit changes, and Ben taking the stage later as a presenter.
Ben Affleck?
As we've reported, Bennifer's hung out as friends a few times since she ended her engagement with A-Rod. Backstage, I witnessed Ben watching Jennifer perform with her mom. You know, Lupe was once a big fan.
My mother loves Ben.
He won her over in true Affleck fashion.
How rad is this? Hollywood royalty and actual royalty coming together.
I know.
Hi, everybody.
Prince Harry will hit the stage, but we'll also get to see pregnant Meghan. She's appearing virtually in a pre-taped segment encouraging everyone to get vaccinated.
We need to see each other. Go to Montecito and chill in the chicken house.
Archie's chicken.
You're gonna be a daddy!
Yeah.
J Balvin is one of the night's performers, but the first time dad-to-be seemingly did his own accidental gender reveal on E.T.
I'm gonna be his best friend.
Another showstopper during the first concert at SoFi Stadium, her.
You will be performing with 400 kids?
Yeah, something like that. It'll be a lot of kids. The energy's gonna be sick.
The whole goal of this event is to show people what the world could be like. My dream would be for everyone to get vaccinated.
In that setting where people come together and all sing along together, that's where the magic really happens.
Foo Fighters frontman Dave Grohl closes out the show, airing tomorrow on CBS, ABC, Fox, YouTube, and iHeartMedia.
To play that show not only reminded me why we need this as human beings, but I think it also reminded the audience, if we can get through this together, we'll all experience that again.
Now the TV news, and let's be real. It was controversial when SNL tapped billionaire business mogul Elon Musk to host Saturday Night Live, but here's what to expect.
Hi, I'm Elon Musk, and I'm hosting SNL this week with musical guest Miley Cyrus.
Elon and Miley are masked up and ready with only 24 hours before the live show. Miley was mobbed by fans after leaving rehearsals, while Elon and his girlfriend Grimes went out to dinner with some of the cast, including Pete Davidson.
I just don't understand why this is the dude everyone's so freaked out about. He's just like a, you know, really wealthy businessman that makes, like, you know, nerd.
Yeah.
Like, I'm
a wild card to this. No telling what I might do.
Musk has repeatedly been under fire for his controversial take on COVID-19 and
trollish Twitter comments. After being named as host, SNL cast member A.D. Bryant reposted a tweet calling his wealth a moral obscenity. And when Elon asked his 50 million followers for skit ideas, Chris Red replied, "First, I call them sketches."
Well, I was all on board for it until I found out that, like, did you know he's rich?
Yeah, he's very... Turns out he's very rich.
Yeah, now I'm, like, against it. Yeah.
I think it'll be an interesting one for sure.
How are you feeling?
I'm like, it's another day at work for me.
Aside from SNL, A.D.'s got a big weekend. Today is her 34th birthday and the premiere of the final season of Shrill, which is out on Hulu now.
Ooh, God, I'm juggling a lot of nasty boys.
Nasty girls.
Ow.
I think they'll be really happy with the ending of this show. It's our best season yet. It's kind of the juiciest, like, sauciest, most fun season we've ever done.
Oh,
the guns.
Thank you.
Only E.T. has a look at the show's bloopers, and it's clear they also have laughs behind the scenes of this comedy.
I mean, this is my one chance to turn around.
Gonna reshuffle the office.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Should you guys have your masks off? Sorry.
Hey, Gabe. What? Gabe. What? You actually have to be here for this too. It's mandatory.
Ugh. Pass.
John Cameron Mitchell plays Amy's insensitive boss.
What is it?
But he's just booked a huge role playing Tiger King Joe Exotic in NBC's upcoming limited series.
It's crazy. But what a role you can sink your tiger teeth into. It's just delicious.
All right, now let's get to our Tom Selleck exclusive. What an incredible run this guy's had. Blue Bloods is currently in its 11th season, and that's an amazing accomplishment, especially when you stack it up to the classic series that turned Tom into a superstar.
You put us both out there on the cover of the Post.
Is it crazy that you've been doing this longer than Magnum?
I couldn't conceive of doing anything longer than I did Magnum. Magnum went off the number one show in the air. It'd be nice if we can keep that kind of quality up. We work real hard, and it shows.
No, I never liked that CEO of yours, Espinosa.
The CEO didn't do it.
Donnie, he said something interesting that he said, "It's such a privilege to sit next to you."
You'd think after 11 years, sitting at a table with Tom Selleck, it might get old, but it never gets old. I call him Dad now. He calls me Son.
I call him Son. Well, every time I see him, I go, "Hello, Son." He goes, "Hello, Dad."
Getting to sit across from Tom, it's clear why he's a TV icon. But before he was famous, in 1976, a clean-shaven Tom guest starred on Charlie's Angels.
But you kiss better than you cook.
I was going to be Jackie's boyfriend. I knew Farrah because I did a Dubonnet wine commercial with her where I was paid to flirt with Farrah Fawcett for 2 days. That was cool. But now I'm working with Jackie, who was terrific, and I thought it went fine, but they decided not to bring my character back.
We'll work on that.
You mentioned Farrah. I think of two posters growing up. There was hers and yours.
I liked hers better. I had a woman come up to me in the restaurant, and she told me, she said, "Your poster's on my gynecologist's ceiling." Was a little too much information for me at the time.
You gotta love Tom's stories, like the one behind his role as Courtney Cox's love interest on Friends.
I was scared to death.
Were you?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Come on.
I think the director knew I was scared. He said, "You know, now when you come out the door, you're a surprise. We haven't told the audience. And there's gonna be a big, loud noise. You gotta be prepared." I said, "What are you talking about?
Oh, I'm gonna kill those guys."
Courtney was a big help, but it was intimidating.
Of course, Blue Bloods airs tonight on CBS, and despite one heck of a TV history, Tom remains ever humble.
I've had two wildly successful shows and some other wonderful successes and the number one movie in the world, and I don't know how all that happened.
That was so much fun hanging with Tom Selleck. Speaking of hit movies, we are less than 2 months away from F9.
I cannot wait. This can't come soon enough. And we know that Vin Diesel is also ready for the world to see this, especially with Dame Helen Mirren in the driver's seat.
You coming? I owe Vin a huge debt. He very kindly invited me to be in Fast and Furious.
This was a match made in heaven for me.
Dame Helen's behind the wheel. Dame like, Helen, does she drive? How does she do behind that wheel?
She can work that wheel.
Yeah.
She don't sleep on Dame Helen Mirren.
I love it.
Don't pull up to her at the stoplight because she'll dust you.
This is Helen's third time appearing in a Fast franchise film, but her first time behind the wheel. How does she roll? She wears a 64-carat diamond and emerald necklace and zebra print stiletto boots.
She always had the wish to drive because she's a very good driver, by the way. That was just so much fun.
Yes, this dame does all her own driving in a nearly $300,000 purple sports car that goes 0 to 120 in under 9 seconds flat.
Get the e-brake for me, would you, darling?
It's very intimidating driving Vin Diesel. My oh, my God.
The boys have nothing on it.
Thank you, darling.
Helen Mirren, still fire. By the way, to celebrate F9 coming to theaters, Universal is announcing Fast Fridays, 8 weeks of free nationwide screenings of every previous Fast and Furious film leading up to its June 25th release. Still ahead, Heart's Nancy Wilson at home, the rock legend reveals stories behind her iconic hits.
Bigger hair, bigger hair, bigger hair.
Then the new movie that's
like Mean Girls, but with medical alert bracelets.
Let's go.
Our exclusive look with the stars.
We all still know how to have fun.
Plus, you threw your head back. Pink's new music with Cher. Like your life is on the line. Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Are you allergic to seafood?
Oh, my God. We hit it off immediately, and he's like telling me about the story. I'm like, look, I read it. Like, you don't gotta sell me on it. I'm doing it. The movie's done. We're doing it. It's done. Like, when do we start?
I think it's safe to say that Tiffany Haddish was excited to work with Billy Crystal in Here Today, which, by the way, is out today. And here are three more ladies having a blast on the big screen. Ellen Burstyn, Anne Margaret, and Loretta Devine starring Queen Bees. And just think of it as Golden Girls meets Mean Girls.
We're the Queen Bees. We don't take crap from anyone.
So fetch.
It was fun playing mean. It's always fun playing mean. I think it's even more fun than playing nice.
This isn't high school.
It's worse. High school, we graduate. Here, we die.
I didn't think you were mean. Were you mean?
Well, we're the Queen Bees, and I think they defined us in the movie.
We are the cool ones.
Ooh. I've never thought of myself as cool.
You're not.
At first, 88-year-old Ellen has trouble making friends in her retirement community, but when she teams up with Loretta Devine, Anne Margaret, and Jane Curtin, well, these girls just want to have fun.
Are you flirting with me?
Yes!
We have got to live every day. You want to get baked?
It's good to show the other side of any stage of life, and then you show we all still know how to have fun.
Let's go crazy.
Queen Bees opens in theaters and on demand June 11th.
What was it like, everybody getting together to kind of do this?
I fell madly in love with Anne Margaret. I took Anne Margaret to Ross, I think. And she was like, well, my God, these pants are $14. She couldn't believe.
You took Anne Margaret to Ross.
I'm telling you, she's never been in a store. She's going to kill me for telling this story.
All right, let's go from Queen Bees to a queen of rock and roll. We're at home with Heart's Nancy Wilson. Her new music inspired by Eddie Van Halen.
He was sweet on me and I was sweet on him.
And we're celebrating Mother's Day. With Christy Brinkley and her two daughters.
These two are dramatic and feisty and opinionated.
Coming up next, E.T.
Heart took fans on a rock journey in their 2011 concert film, Night at Sky Church, and they are still making music today. Only E.T. was invited to the home of Nancy Wilson herself to talk all about Heart's musical future and legendary past. Oh, crazy, oh, yeah. two, in a lot of ways, too, were like the first women in rock. Damn, that's female empowerment. Look at them.
Yeah. We were a novelty, you know, for sure. But we weren't afraid, like being military, Marine Corps brats. We were so like, yeah, we could do this.
Heart has sold over 35 million albums, and those 80s music videos, iconic.
It was like more hair, more makeup, bigger hair, bigger hair, bigger hair.
Y'all had the biggest, baddest, best hair.
Heart is planning to tour again in 2022, but during the pandemic, Nancy used the downtime to record her first solo album here in her home studio, which she calls The Lab.
It was perfect timing, obviously, because of the shutdown. And Anne's off in Florida now, doing about her own new music, so it's a natural break for us to do our own thing for a little while. It's really a sweet ride.
And this is pretty sweet. The vintage car and the outfit Nancy's wearing are the same ones you'll see on her new album's cover. The title track and first single, You and Me, is a tribute to her late mom. 'Cause you always showed me the way. Another person Nancy honors on the album is her late friend and guitar idol, Eddie Van Halen.
He was just so sweet. He was sweet on me, and I was sweet on him, just like great friends, you know, would be. And he said to me one time, "I really like the way you play acoustic." And I said, "Wow, thanks. That's a lot. It means a lot coming from you."
Yeah. At the time, Eddie surprisingly didn't have an acoustic guitar, so Nancy gave him one of hers. Then this happened.
Early the next morning, crack of dawn, he calls my room and is playing me this amazing, beautiful instrumental on the phone.
Nancy recreated the memory of that moment and turned it into her instrumental song for Edward.
I kind of wanted to return, like gift him back for the thing he wrote on that acoustic. I think it turned out nice.
You did a great job, Nancy. It really turned out nice. By the way, Kev, how cool do I look?
Do you even know what that is? Do you know what that is?
Baby, this is Nancy's exclusive Gibson guitar. I look like, I mean, you just hold this thing and you look like you're a rocker.
Speaking of iconic, can we throw it back to the original Uptown girl, Christy Brinkley? You know she's gonna get showered with lots of love by her daughters this Mother's Day, and only E.T. got to witness their special bond hanging with the model trio.
I just love being their mom, you know?
I think something that people will be surprised about my mom is that she's very chill. It's not always glam.
But she's an amazing artist.
Creativity is in the genes. 35-year-old Alexa Ray is a singer, just like dad, Billy Joel, and 22-year-old Sailor models like mom and is into photography.
These two are dramatic and feisty and opinionated.
I like the term theatrical.
I like the term opinionated.
So could we ever see a Brinkley Knows Best style reality show?
I'm an absolute no on the reality show front. I think that's my worst nightmare in life, is to have a camera follow me around at all times.
Which is odd, because I've had my camera on her, following her around her whole
but
life.
But that's so different, you know?
My little babies.
We witnessed the proud mama filming her girls during a photo shoot for NYDJ's new foundation campaign, which celebrates the powerful bond between women.
Yes, sir, those my babies. No, sir, I don't mean maybes.
The shoot marked a big milestone for the 67-year-old who suffered an injury during a helicopter crash 27 years ago.
This is my first time back on the set since I had my hip replaced, and I feel like, oh, yeah, I can swivel again, I can move.
To celebrate, the girls popped a bottle of Christie's organic Prosecco and poked a little fun at their mom after too much bubbly.
It's less of like a drunk text that she'd do, but more of like a drunk like Instagram story or something. Like she'd like post like a really funny video.
Oh yeah, that's true. And like, she gets extra giggly.
I just drank my Bellissima.
Yeah.
And I feel amazing.
Ooh, Bubbly Brinkley and Tipsy Turner could hang.
That was a 100% a Tipsy Turner moment.
Call me, Christy.
All right, coming
Call
up.
Me.
Pink's wild new music video, Getting Saved by Cher.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Hey, it's almost time to go.
It was fun, wasn't it? But here's one more thing for you to check out as we say goodnight.
Take care, everybody.
You threw your head.
Pink's new video for All I Know So Far is her most personal journey ever. The entire family pops up.
Wait. What happens next?
Aha! I gotcha.
That's Judith Light as her mom, and Cher is a heavenly spirit. But I can show you how to live. Pink is also releasing a new documentary May 21st on Amazon Prime Video. You're running the rain, put your soul.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.